This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Herpanosine Skin Support. Your skin is your largest organ. Treating and preventing serious, unsightly, and at times painful skin problems must be done from the inside. That's why for over 28 years, people worldwide have experienced safe and positive results with the award-winning vitamin formula Herpanosine Skin Support. Herpanosine utilizes the finest quality gluten-free non-GMO vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, as well as antioxidants. 11 powerful and proven ingredients which work together synergistically to support skin health from the inside out where it counts. It's manufactured in an FDA-licensed facility, and it's backed by science. Healthy skin starts from within. Get Herpanosine Skin Support online at diamondformulas.com or by calling 888-467-4200. Use the coupon code Hoffman for free shipping at diamondformulas.com or call 888-467-4200. Herpanosine Skin Support. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots of time to answer your questions. That's what we do here on Intelligent Medicine. We're the longest-running physician-hosted medical show on radio, and we comprise not just conventional medicine, but also natural medicine. We put all those together for you, and we call that Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. I see we already have some calls coming in. Some things that we're going to talk about this hour, if we get a chance, your blood type may help to predict whether you're at risk for cognitive decline. Find out if your blood type qualifies. Also, taking vitamin D during pregnancy may cue your kids up for a professional athletic career. 877-726-8255 is our number. One of the big stories this week is that Weight Watchers, newly dubbed WW, they've got a new branding effort underway. They're called WW in lieu of their previous moniker of Weight Watchers, closed down 34% this week after the company shocked Wall Street with poor earnings and sales. And what's up with that? Well, the headline on CNN Business is this: Weight Watchers is getting crushed by keto. And what this represents is a huge hit to Weight Watchers spokesperson, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah personally owns 10% of Weight Watchers, and her personal loss associated with this dip in stock prices of WW is estimated anywhere from $39 million to nearly $48 million. That probably doesn't matter too much to Oprah, whose wealth is estimated to be in the billions. But still, it's a chunk of change, around $40, $45 million loss in paper earnings. What's up with this? Why this phenomenon of Weight Watchers losing traction? Well, first of all, having Oprah Winfrey as a spokesperson is both an asset and a liability, because Oprah's weight is a closely guarded secret. It's kind of like the launch codes for our arsenal of ICBM missiles. She has been known to fluctuate in weight, getting down to ultra skinny with some drastic diet changes, and then her weight went up, and then she blamed her thyroid, which is for real, because, yeah, it turns out she had thyroid problems, and her thyroid problems were addressed. But she, for some people, might be a reassuring spokesperson for Weight Watchers, because she's like you. She's struggling with weight. She's struggled all her life, and she's no skinny mini. She's not one of those anorexic runway models that women futilely seek to emulate. But on the other hand, she's not exactly a hallmark of success. So the other issue is, and by the way, Weight Watchers is something that has some really good features. First of all, they've got a great support system. Their support system is unequaled. You know, their weigh-ins, and now they do this online. There's a lot of community in Weight Watchers. It's very well structured. And studies show that people on the average slowly lose weight and effectively keep it off while on Weight Watchers. But for some people, it's too slow and not drastic enough, and hence the siren call of weight loss programs like the keto diet, which actually produced more significant weight loss and are all the vogue. And in fact, Weight Watchers recognizes this as the competition. Their CEO, whose name is Mindy Grossman, recognizes this. She attributes the problem in the stock valuation of WW to the keto phenomenon. And she said during a call with financial analysts this week that, quote, keto is becoming a cultural mean. But she thinks, she predicts that it's a flash in the pan, that keto is going to go away. She says, quote, everybody on the diet side looks for the quick fix. We at Weight Watchers have been through this before, and we know that we are the program that works. But that sounds a little bit like what the Roman emperors said as they watched the successive invasions of the barbarians. They said, oh, that's just a fad. We'll just keep doing what we're doing. We are the forever empire. The Roman Empire will never fade. Well, in the face of a new, more compelling diet paradigms like the low-fat, like the low-carb, high-fat diet and the keto diet, Weight Watchers is taking a hit. They use a point system, and no foods are, quote, bad. In fact, Weight Watchers spokesperson Oprah Winfrey famously proclaimed, I love bread, in a Weight Watchers commercial 3 years ago, and that must have been reassuring to a lot of people who didn't want to eschew carbohydrates in an effort to lose weight. But the carbs aren't really cutting the mustard for the company anymore. And they use a point system. Their slogan is eat what you love. But sometimes eating what you love isn't the answer when it comes to weight loss. That's why low-carb diets, the Atkins diet and subsequent iterations, the paleo diet, the Whole 30 diet, and the keto diet are making inroads. And there's a troubled future for companies like Weight Watchers. This is a company that's a legacy company. It's been around since, I think, the 1940s. And they're just having trouble pushing back against current diet trends. And we'll have to see where this goes, because it may be that this notion that eat what you want, use a point system, eat moderately, is passé and ultimately won't stand the test of time and won't be the successful paradigm that will help obese Americans turn back the scales. We've got some calls. Our number is 877-726-8255. You can call us right now if you like. Come directly into the doctor's office. And we've got Abe from Ohio. How you doing?
Yeah, hello, doctor. I'm 75 years old, and a week ago I had a TIA, and I experienced the classic symptoms. It came on suddenly, had double vision, lasted about 2 minutes, and then everything became normal again. And this was the first time that I've ever had a mini stroke, so I began taking a baby aspirin. And my question, is there anything else I should be taking? My LDL cholesterol reads 153.
That is a little high.
Yeah. And also, should I get an ultrasound for my carotid arteries or any other imaging tests?
Okay, so last question first. If you've had a TIA, it may be predictive of atherosclerosis in your carotid arteries and also potentially in your heart. It may be a warning sign that you're at risk of something even worse, which is a heart attack. So, yes, you should get an EBT heart scan. But it's quite possible that you had an isolated TIA for other reasons than atherosclerosis. It can happen. It can be due to a cardiac arrhythmia. Usually when people have a TIA, they get a mega workup. They get the carotid arteries looked at to see if there's blockage or plaque accumulation. They get an echocardiogram. They get a Holter monitor to see if they have cardiac arrhythmias, maybe atrial fibrillation, something along those lines that can predispose you to stroke. So that workup probably is underway because it's kind of standard. Also standard, you know, regardless of your cholesterol, even if your cholesterol is low, they want to put you on a statin if you've had a stroke and often if you've had a TIA. And I have in front of me an interesting article here. It's from Medscape. Medscape is an authoritative medical commentary. It's not a journal, but it's a place where doctors substantiated opinions and sometimes critiques of standard medical practice. And here's what this one says: statins after stroke don't take as gospel. And what this guy is saying, he's Dr. John Mandriola, is that statin use after stroke has become sacrosanct. It's like, you know, that's the standard of practice. You get a stroke, you go on a statin, no matter what your cholesterol is. And yours is a little high, so there's even more justification. But it turns out that the evidence for a protective effect is weak, according to this doctor. He's analyzed some of the trials. They show some benefit, but the benefit is really rather small. So his conclusion is, you know, after, and I can get in the weeds on this, but I don't want to go into technical details of how flawed the studies were. Ultimately, there was no difference in mortality between the treatment groups. That's what you're concerned with. You know, are you is it going to make it more likely that you're going to survive being on a statin? Well, the answer was no. And he concludes, quote, "These limitations suggest that we can at least stop and think about high-dose statin use in post-stroke patients." And that's the way I approach this, is I think that lifestyle measures, diet, exercise, the right kind of supplements, natokinase, fish oil, things that protect the brain, antioxidants, these may play a more important role in prevention of subsequent TIAs than just simply placing you on a statin, which is the routine protocol these days. So there you have it. That's my opinion. It's a controversial opinion because I'm bucking the medical establishment on this. But at least I have good allies in terms of thoughtful doctors who look at the evidence and say, hey, the evidence really isn't that compelling. And much of the evidence comes from industry-sponsored studies from Pfizer and Merck and companies that will stand to gain if every single patient who's had a stroke or a TIA goes on a lifetime prescription of statins. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll be back with more of your questions on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients: Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. One of the most important indicators of good health is your body composition, the proportion of fat and fat-free mass in your body. Having a healthy body composition promotes healthy blood pressure, heart health, and a healthy glucose metabolism. Our friends at Protocol for Life Balance have a trio of products designed to deliver effective body comp support with a variety of vital natural compounds that support appetite management, energy, healthy adrenal response, and more. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you're on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins that can actually slow your metabolism and cause your weight to plateau. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol. It's a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. For more information and to purchase. For a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we've got a new affiliate I want to greet and offer a shout out to WNWF AM in Evergreen, Alabama for taking Intelligent Medicine and putting it on their airways. WNWF AM in Evergreen, Alabama. Thanks for being part of the Intelligent Medicine family. And let's take a call now. By the way, 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take a call from John in Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking my call, by the way.
Yep.
I started to take quercetin, like you said, for the energy of 1,000 milligrams.
Uh-huh. Just for athletic recovery, for allergies. It's good for a lot of things.
Yeah. Yes, I called today about allergies, but I was just telling you that because I'm already taking that.
Yeah.
I use a neti pot.
Yeah.
With salt. And
yeah.
It's just in the winter, it's really hard. I guess it irritates your allergies in the winter. Is that,
well,
I have two cats also, which I'm
okay.
Not going to get rid of.
Well, okay, so you're indoors, the cat dander is around, it's a little drier in your environment. These are some factors that could make your nasal congestion worse. Okay.
I got two humidifiers because I was going to use one upstairs and one downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heat my house with just heat pumps, and they really dry the place out worse than a furnace, I guess.
And just make sure, by the way, make sure that your dehumidifiers your humidifiers in this case, because you want to put humidity back, that they're clean. Because you can actually put mold and bacteria into the air. So it's just a little sidelight on that. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
These two actually have where you can put some oils in there so you can, you know, shoot it up and mist it up in the air.
Okay. And that can
be
helpful.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. I know stinging nettles and NAC. Maybe NAC is better for me. I don't know which one would be the
NAC is a decongestant. Stinging nettles is good for allergies. But, you know, I would take a fundamental look at why you're having congestion problems. I mean, we would take a look at your diet. The biggest culprits are wheat and dairy. For some people, they have yeast problems or candida. We take a look at your history of antibiotic use. Candida in the gastrointestinal tract can actually affect the respiratory tract, affect the lungs and the sinuses and create chronic problems. The suggestion is also that you might try Clear, X-L-E-A-R nasal spray. It's a type of nasal spray that suppresses the growth of bacteria and fungi in your nasal passages. That's actually one of our good sponsors, xlear.com, for information. So I think you're doing some of the right things, but we kind of have to dig down and find out what is actually precipitating your congestion. And it could be diet, it could be some other factors. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Coming up, we're going to talk about how if you're pregnant, taking vitamin D may turn your kid into a super athlete. But first, let's take a call from Melanie in Connecticut. How are you, Melanie?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm in my mid-70s, and I just crossed over the line from osteopenia to osteoporosis of the hip and the lower spine.
Yep.
In the past, I periodically took Ostinol 350 and then strontium for a while, though not at the same time.
Yeah.
I had a vertebrae fracture from a fall in July, I started, it was not from lack of balance, it was stupidity. In July, I started taking Ostinol 350 I took it for 6 months. And now I'm taking strontium. My question is, I just started Ostinol 450 when I found that I had the osteoporosis. And should I also take strontium concurrently, but maybe at a separate time during the day? And my question also is, the Ostinol dosage says 1 or 2 capsules a day. How much would you suggest?
Okay.
I also take other bone supplements.
Bone supplements. Okay, so, I mean, you're obviously very astute. You follow this program and you follow my recommendations. We have an osteoporosis protocol at dearhoffman.com that you can find. You can actually purchase the products via FullScript. Presumably that's what you're doing. You can take those things concurrently. What doesn't worry me is that you merely have crossed the threshold from osteopenia to osteoporosis. I mean, that does not necessarily mean that your bones will crumble immediately. But what does bug me is that you had a vertebral fracture. Now, it may have occurred because you had, a terrible fall. I mean, 22-year-old Evel Knievel types can have vertebral fractures with excellent bone density. So I don't know whether it's a portent of bone fragility with you. It's actually more important that you have had a fracture than what your bone density score is, because it's kind of a discordance between bone density scores and the tendency to fracture. It's not a perfect test, and we need better tests to predict fracture risk and fragility. But so you can take Ostinol and strontium concurrently. That's a real double whammy against osteoporosis. So the trouble is, Ostinol tends to be pricey, and 450 twice daily can run you a substantial amount. So my suggestion would be to take 450 once daily, and the strontium, 600 to 680 milligrams at bedtime. And are you taking vitamin K2 or MK7?
I'm taking MK7, and I take Biosil and vitamin D.
Okay, so you're taking the full complement of things, and that should serve you in good stead. And the suggestion is that you get a repeat bone densitometry after you really faithfully take these things for a year or two. You're probably not going to see a big change in a year, but by a year or two, you should see an improvement of 3 to 5% in your bone density, which should take you back into the safe zone, into osteopenia. By the way, osteopenia is natural for 70-somethings. I mean, we tend to think, oh my God, I've got a little bone loss. It's natural. It's what folks have. And, we've hyped up a whole industry with billions and billions of dollars worth of drugs because we're treating people with osteopenia, which is not a disease. It's a physiologic thing. As you age, your bone tends to decrease a little bit in density, and it doesn't need to be treated. It's kind of like cholesterol. Cholesterol's high. Well, we have to lower it. Well, not necessarily. But if you've had a fracture, a little more of a warning sign that you need to get on the stick and be proactive. So you're doing the right thing. You're obviously a very astute listener to Intelligent Medicine. You're well-informed. Just take both of those simultaneously, the Ostinol and the strontium, and call us back when you find out what the results are. I hope to hear from you that things have improved substantially. Thanks for your call. All right, this item, do stiff, achy joints slow you down? Well, that's the case for a lot of people. Would you like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage? And would you like to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains? Well, if you answered yes to those questions, then here's some good news. We've got a special offer from our friends at Purity Products. They want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA joint formula for just $9. Ultimate HA features the joint boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid, or HA. HA works like a shock absorber, helping to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin, and people say they look better, too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissues. So here's the offer. Call 800-983-1154. Get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9 as part of this trial offer, and you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. That's 800-983-1154. Please call now because these move fast. 800-983-1154. Okay, do you want a stronger kid? If you're pregnant, you know, what can you do? Maybe you want your kid to make it to the NFL Combine or make the U.S. Olympic women's 2040 soccer team. What can you do during pregnancy? Well, according to a study in clinical endocrinology and metabolism, prenatal vitamin D, they boost kids' muscle strength. Researchers in England analyzed data from 678 mother and child pairs, and they noted that there are associations that have been demonstrated between vitamin D during pregnancy and bone development and body fat percentage in the subsequent offspring. But they wanted to explore the effect of vitamin D supplementation on babies' muscle development, and so they measured vitamin D in the pregnant women. And then they looked at their offspring at 4 years old. They measured the children's lean body mass and muscle strength based on hand grips. And also they did a scan, a DEXA scan, to look at lean mass and percent lean mass. And they also looked at physical activity in these kids at the age of four. And what they found is that children of mothers with more vitamin D in their blood had a higher percent lean muscle mass, and there was an improvement in the performance of these kids. So, by the way, this is not a trial of vitamin D administration during pregnancy. It's an association. An association isn't necessarily causation, but it's a clue to the role of vitamin D in shaping the destiny of kids born to moms with either inadequate vitamin D or adequate vitamin D. So make sure you get your vitamin D tested in pregnancy. It's now done routinely. And boost it if it's low. Previous recommendations for just 400 to 800 international units of vitamin D in prenatal vitamins were woefully inadequate. I currently recommend anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000, depending on a woman's vitamin D status while pregnant, which we measure. 877-726-8255 is our number. And have you won the genetic brain sweepstakes when it comes to the likelihood that you're going to maintain your cognitive abilities into old age? Well, there are some tests that might predict that. There's the APOE4 test, the APOE blood test, which can help tell you whether you carry a certain gene that highly predisposes to Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. That's one way. There's another way. It's quite simple. It's check your blood type. Do you have a blood type that could help protect you from cognitive decline? Well, I read this article with interest because I was crossing my fingers and hoping that I might just have the right type of blood that would protect me in some ways from inevitable loss of brain function. And it turns out I have it. People with an O blood type, that's me, and probably the majority of you, because it's the most prevalent blood type. It's about 60% of Americans. People with an O blood type have more gray matter in their brain. I always thought so. I've always been proud of my gray matter, and it may be because of my blood type, at least in part. In comparison, those with an AB or AB blood type, sorry about that, folks. You have smaller gray matter volumes in the temporal and limbic regions of the brain and also in the left hippocampus, which is the part of the brain associated with memory. Don't worry, this does not suggest that if you got the wrong blood type, it's inevitable that you'll experience cognitive decline, but it is a factor. And it harkens back to Dr. Diodamo's book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type. I think that was a little exaggerated in terms of the predictive value of blood type for determining what type of diet works for you and, you know, whether you're at risk for certain diseases. But there is something to it. Blood type is one of the determinants of risk for certain types of medical problems. It's also associated with some elements of food intolerance. And we need to explore more about the relationship between blood type and various health parameters. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. You can call this hour next with your question related to any aspect of medicine, health, nutrition, vitamins, supplements. It's all comprised in Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255. And there's a big trial going on in San Francisco about Roundup. You know, according to the World Health Organization, glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, likely causes cancer. According to the U.S. EPA, Environmental Protection Association, it is unknown whether glyphosate causes cancer. So one of the worst ways to resolve a scientific controversy is in a courtroom, because it's subject to all kinds of caprices, the caprices of the jury and the lawyers, and you get a bad judge, and you never know which way it's going to turn. But it's actually to the point where you frequently hear on radio that there are ads from law firms that want to take up the case of people who've been poisoned with Roundup. And this suggests that if this case is resolved in favor of the plaintiffs say they got cancer from Roundup, then there's going to be a flood of lawsuits attacking Bayer, which is a company that just bought Monsanto. They may rue their decision of buying out one of the biggest chemical companies in the world, and acquiring a lot of liability, basically, and potentially hundreds and millions of dollars in settlements for people coming down with cancer, in particular a cancer called NHL. That doesn't stand for National Hockey League. It stands for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's a very devastating type of cancer for which there is no cure, And although their treatments, patients often succumb to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so the trial has actually started out bad for the plaintiffs who say that Roundup caused their cancer, because they got a judge who's reading the Riot Act to the plaintiff's attorneys. And I have here an excerpt from, this is from a legal blog called Trials and Litigation. And they say here that a federal judge in San Francisco ordered a plaintiff's lawyer on Tuesday to pay a $500 sanction for discussing irrelevant and banned evidence in her opening statement in a lawsuit against the makers of the Roundup weed killer. So this is what happens in a courtroom, is there may be evidence that shows that scientific studies say that Roundup causes cancer. But due to the technicalities of the law, you cannot invoke those studies as part of the narrow scope of the trial. And I've actually been up against this, because I've been an expert witness in trials defending holistic doctors who've been brought up on charges. And it was actually one of the most frustrating experiences of my life, because you literally get gagged by the judge. You try to introduce evidence you have a briefcase full of scientific articles that prove your point, and the judge says those are inadmissible. We can't admit those in trial. Those are controversial. That's junk science. And you go, but yeah, but it's in a reputable journal, and it's a meta-analysis, and it's peer-reviewed, and blah, blah, blah. And they say, no, I'm sorry, it's not suitable for trial. So this is what's happening in the courtroom in San Francisco. U.S. District Judge Vince Chabria, it's spelled C-H-H, two H's, said Colorado lawyer Amy Wagstaff committed, quote, several acts of misconduct in her opening statement, many of which were intentional, committed in bad faith. And the case is about a plaintiff named Edward Hardiman, who alleges that Roundup he used to clear poison oak from his property caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Of course, the defense is, who knows? People come down with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma every day of the week. So is Roundup the proximate cause? And that's what they're going to say. They're going, poor guy, yeah, but it's not our fault. The judge outlined instances of alleged wrongdoing, including the fact that the plaintiff attorney spoke to the jurors about stuff that she shouldn't have spoken to them about. So the judge is reining in the plaintiff's attorneys and saying, stick to the case. Don't talk about the science. Don't talk about some of these extraneous factors, like the fact that the World Health Organization and other organizations say that this is causing cancer. That's not relevant to this case. And, it's the luck of the draw. You just, in this U.S. legal system, any legal system, you get a bad judge and you are going to be walking backwards in the courtroom. And it's really the luck of the draw. It's very unclear whether justice will be served in this case. But clearly, the future of Bayer and a lot of plaintiffs who come down with cancer rest on the outcome of this case. We'll follow it carefully and report on it to you here on Intelligent Medicine. This item is, if you've ever been in a hospital, one of the worst aspects of the hospital, besides the hospital food, is the sleep experience in the hospital. And we know that sleep is a very important factor in recovery and in overall health. But when you're in the hospital, they keep waking you up for blood tests. They come in, they clean the room, they change your IV, they turn on the lights, they turn off the lights. There's a lot of clamor. There's the sound of the machinery. And literally, you can develop something called ICU psychosis, which is caused by the fact you have no concept of time. You're on drugs. You're super sick. You never know whether it's night or day, and you can just go nuts in the hospital. So what they say here, this is an article, a study that was presented at a recent medical meeting. Simple changes could improve how well patients sleep in the hospital. Simple changes like, maybe just making the room off limits during sleep time. Can't come in. You can't come in to change the garbage or, clean the room. You can't turn on the lights. Suggestion, if you've got a loved one in the hospital, try this. put a little sign on the door saying, please, don't take out the trash after midnight, or don't take out the trash overnight, because it may make a difference in your loved one's well-being and outcome. There are ways to minimize disturbances at night, and we need to pay some attention to that in the hospital. It is very, very bad. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll continue to take calls in the next hour. Be here with us for the rest of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.